Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, Empower. Come on, let's give Him a praise offering, a proper praise offering, won't you? Oh, come on. Is it too cold till this morning? Come on, let's give Him one more praise offering, won't you? Come on, let's worship Him. Let's lift up His name. Let's lift up His name. Let's lift up His name. Come on. There we are. Won't you lift your hands to God? Father, I pray in this day in the name of Jesus Christ across this auditorium, Father, across all the different venues. Father, I pray that freedom will come into this place in this day in Jesus Christ's name. Father, as you spoke to me so clearly, Father, I believe that this is a day of freedom. This is a day, Father, where you don't just want to separate, you want to move things. And Father, I speak a word of freedom right from the start. And Father, we align ourselves, heaven and earth aligns ourselves. Father, you say in your word, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosened on the earth is loosened in the heavens. And so, Father, in this day, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Most High God, Father, we pray for a spirit of freedom. Thank you that your word says, Lord Jesus, that the Son sets free, that the Spirit of the Son, the Holy Spirit sets free, the blood of the Lamb sets free. And Father, I pray in this day, Lord, that there will be freedom in this house, in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I pray that there will be nothing but the freedom of God that will come upon us. Father, I pray that we'll be free in our souls, free in our minds, free in our hearts in this day, in Jesus Christ's name. And if you agree with that prayer, give the Lord Jesus Christ just a shout of praise. Oh, come on, say to your far, far neighbors, say, today is a day of freedom. Oh no, say it again. Today is a day of freedom. I've just changed the order of the service a little bit this morning because I want to minister to you and then we're going to worship again. Is that fine? Yes. And I'm also catching people out that have caught a certain rhythm in our church. We want to change the rhythm a little bit around this day because I believe that God wants to bring freedom to you. Amen? Yes. Say with me the word freedom. No, say it like you mean it. Say freedom. I believe that God, as I say, wants to bring freedom to you today in a way that you haven't had before. I believe that God wants to set things right. Do you believe that God can take one moment and He can change everything? Oh, come on. Let me say that again. Do we believe that God can take a moment and He can change everything in a moment? Do we still have that type of faith that we believe that our God can change anything and everything in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, and then the thing that has bothered you suddenly now becomes a stepping stone? Do we believe that the things that God is still the one that can change everything? Come on. So, Father, I want to pray before we take our seats. Lord, I want to pray. Father, I want to pray for all of us in this building, Lord, in this main auditorium, in the side halls and all the different venues. Lord Jesus, we want to pray in this morning that people will experience your freedom. Father, I want to pray as we will worship you later on in the service this morning, Lord, that there will be a heart of freedom stepping into this place. Lord, into homes, Lord, into living rooms, into every place where people might be watching us from this morning. I pray, Lord Jesus, that people will encounter the one that sets them free, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And Father, I pray that there will be nothing else but Jesus' power to set us free in this place, in this day, in Jesus Christ's name. And if you agree with that prayer, say amen and amen and amen. You are welcome to be seated just for a moment. I want to speak to you this morning. I can't tell you what a battle I've had during this week to bring this word that I want to bring to you this morning. I cannot even imagine. I can't think of a time that I've ever struggled with the devil this much to bring a word to the people of God, because I believe this is a now word. I believe this is a word for you as the people of God. I believe that it is a word for many individuals. But on a personal level, I've never fought the devil, or he has never fought me like he has been fighting me this week, not to give this word. Because I want to speak to you about when life hurts, and I want to speak to you this morning about how to live the life of overcoming. And as I was preparing this sermon this week, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. And when things go wrong so much, I know that it's because Jesus wants to set people free. The enemy knows of the power of Jesus Christ, because he knows, and he's a believer, because the Bible says the demons believe and shudder. So it's not belief that makes you powerful. It's what you act on that makes you powerful. The Bible says don't be hearers of the word, be doers of the word. So even the demons believe, but it's not believing that can save you. It's doing what you believe that saves you. Are you there? And so don't go quiet on me this morning. I know it's, you know, it's amazing how this stuff works. You know, yesterday morning I was up so early, 5 o'clock, ready to go for the run this morning. And I was easy up this morning. You wake up and you think, dear Lord Jesus, it's so cold, you know. And but I have to come to church because I'm the pastor. So I'm teasing. And so everybody that watches me online, mag die Here jou seën. But amen. Listen, in this season, I just want to say, well done for standing for what you believe in. Well done for coming to church. I know we're sitting to all the capacities right now, but well done for standing what you believe in. Well done for not bowing down to the system of this world, but to stand for the one that has called you by name. And so, you know, I love online and we love TV and all of this stuff, but, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday, that isn't it so that from the times that our phones has become smart, it seems that people have not. Can I say that again? It seems as soon as our phones went smart, people went not. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm going to buy a Nokia again, and a Nokia 3310 that literally gives me the options of literally green, red, and leave me alone. Because this little device has infiltrated our lives so much and has given this world so much more trouble, even though God bless it. The point is, it really has infiltrated. Who of you agree with me? Come on. I won't ask you to raise your hand to tell us if you take your phone to the toilet. But I think there will be many people that will say they do that. We have these little devices in our times when we have supper with our family. We check it 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day. These things have become so clever, it will even tell you how much screen time you've had. It praises you if you had less screen time. And I don't know about you, but my phone these days, it tells me, you know, it tells me when I'm too much on it. So it's, it literally warns me and say, you've spent too much time and switch it off a little bit now. There's an app on that. Okay, let me get into the word of the Lord. When life hurts, and I wanted to speak to you this word because it's a word that Jesus gave to me. And I want to go to the word of the Lord, Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 22. Matthew chapter number 16, just tell your neighbor, this is going to be very good. Oh no, don't you believe in the word of the Lord? This is going to be very good. Oh, come on, help me out. It's not going to just be good, it's going to be very good. So Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 22. Come on, we can have fun in the house of God. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him and said, far be it from you, Lord. He said, this shall never happen to you. But Jesus turned around and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. For you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. I want you to understand, he said, this shall never happen to you. When we speak about the word never, here is the Greek word omai. And the word omai here is a word that doesn't just say never. The word omai here or omai means never, ever, ever will this happen to you. In other words, this will never happen, because at this stage of Jesus' ministry, you have to understand, Jesus was the miracle worker. Jesus turned 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He could feed a multitude. Jesus was the one that opened up the eyes of the blind. Jesus was the one that would spit on the ground and people will wash their eyes and they will see. Jesus was the one that stops funerals and gives back the dead. Jesus was the one that sat with sinners. Jesus was the one that even though they pushed him to the cliff, he just walked through them and said, this is not my time. But now he says, listen, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to pay with my life. And there is where I'm going to die. And Peter says, this will never happen to you. In other words, Peter says, never, ever, ever. This will never, ever happen to you. And as I was studying this word of the Lord this week, the Lord started to speak to me. And he spoke to me. He says, what do you do in life when what you say will never happen to you, if it does happen to you? How do you respond to, come on, help me out. How do you respond to the moments in time where that, because the word never here is really, in the Greek, it's a double negative with the imperative. In other words, never will I get broke. Never will my marriage fall into trouble. Never will I go through sickness. Never will I lose a loved one. Never will I know how it feels to be betrayed. Never, it is a word that says there's certain things that will never happen to me as a Christian. But life happens, and I don't know if you've noticed, come on, speak back to me. There's a lot of nevers that does appear on your front door, and it comes knocking for your name. And you and I have to be equipped how to deal with the nevers. Oh, come on, talk back to me. Do I have some real people here this morning? Because you have to understand something about the power of Jesus Christ living inside of you. That means that the enemy understands that yes, there might be one or two things that might be thrown your way, but you have a power living inside of you that says, no matter what comes. Oh, come on. You see, what do you do when never shows up? Peter, Jesus says, I must go to Jerusalem. I have to go there. You know, the problem with pain is this. Pain sometimes makes you stop to reach your full potential. Let me say that again. Pain makes you stop to reach your full potential. Because pain is not a respecter of person. On my chest, I'll say something that I've never said over TV. On my chest, I wanted to get a tattoo, and I have one here on my chest, but it's not finished. Because halfway through, I couldn't take the pain anymore. And so when they got too close to certain areas, I said, hey, this is too much pain. And I can take pain, but this is too much pain. So I said, we'll finish this later. Is that okay? Because by then I was drinking my 10th Bernardo and it was still not working. And the pain was excruciating. Come on, don't judge me. Are you with me? By the way, it's a flower of my mom that I have on my chest. But halfway through finishing her flower, I said, it's too much pain. I'll finish it later. But here's the problem. It's a couple of years on. It's still not finished. Because I'm not yet ready to face the pain. Many of you have stopped living because you have went through pain, and pain has stopped the beauty of the victories you should have had. But because you've experienced pain, the enemy has blocked your purpose, and because he's blocked your purpose, he has seized your potential. And because he has seized your potential, he's taking hold of your destiny. And what you call comfortable, God calls limited. Oh, come on. What you call convenient, God calls constricted. Oh, do I have somebody in the house this morning? What you call a wound, God should have called a scar. Oh, come on. Can I have an amen for that? Come on, say amen or something to Jesus. Listen. The Bible says this. It's not... But sometimes life happens. Hurts happen. This is a reality. And as I was thinking about this, 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 7 jumped up in my spirit. And it says this, Paul the Apostle speaking, it says, or because of these surpassing great revelations, so to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I begged the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness. Listen now to what Paul says. Oh, come on. I need somebody to jump onto your feet this morning. Listen to what Paul now says. I know this is a now word. I know Jesus wants to set us free today. Then Paul says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. You see, it is never what has happened to you. It is what God is going to do through you. It is never what has happened to you. Oh, come on. It is the God that has released grace upon your life. Yeah, you might have been sick and you might still have sickness. You might have been betrayed. You might have been offended. You might have been alone. You might still be alone. You might still be hurting. You might lost a loved one. Come on, I know how I can preach on this with authority, because I know how it feels to lose people that I love. But he says, I want you to see, Paul first sees this as a messenger from the devil. Then Paul sees it. He says, that what I've seen as a messenger from the devil, now I see that I can boast in my weakness. What made Paul change his mind? Oh, get ready to jump up. What made Paul change his mind is because whatever you are going through makes you a higher qualifier for the grace and the mercy and the compassion of God. The more trouble you face, the more grace gets released. The more pain you face, the more grace gets empowered. Come on, heaven releases whatever He has called you to. You see, there's never an assignment without assistance. Oh no, come on, let me say that again. There's never an assignment without assistance. Why will Paul say this is a messenger from the devil? And then he switches his mind and he says, this is no longer a messenger from the devil. I now boast and that what has wounded me. Because Paul found out the secret. Oh, come on. What was Paul's secret? He found out. You see, if Paul named his thorn, only a certain group of people could have related. Oh no, let me preach this way. If Paul named his thorn, only a certain amount of people would have been relatable. But Paul doesn't name his thorn. Come on, Paul doesn't name his thorn. And the reason why he doesn't name his thorn is because there's not one thorn that's alike. Come on. There's not one thorn that's alike. But the presence of the storm is the convincing fact that the master is in the boat. Oh, come on. Let me say that again. The presence of the storm is a fact that the master is with you in the storm. You see, it's not your storm that says who you are. It's who's in the boat with you. Come on, are you there? So what Satan sends to torment you, God allows to transform you. Oh. Let me say that again. What Satan sends to torment you, God sends to transform you. Come on. If you're on Facebook and Church Online, YouTube, all these platforms, share this message in this day because Jesus Christ wants to set people free. You see, that what you can survive by tormenting, that what you can survive by tormentation, that is what you can have compassion for. You see, if you will say, you can easily say as Christians, I will never react like that. If my marriage falls in that place, I will never react like that. If I go broke, I will never react like that. If I lose a loved one, I will never do it like that. If I raise my children, I will never spank them like that. But then your marriage does fall into trouble. And you do get kids. And you do lose a little bit of money. Oh, what? See, often the things we criticize is the thing that God will send to judge our criticism. I have much more compassion for people losing loved ones. Not because I've never had, but because I know how it feels. And I could easily say to people, move on when you lose the loved one. In this crazy season called COVID-19, which will pass. It's going to pass. On Wednesday night, I'm going to tell you what God said to me is going to happen in the next 3 months. He woke me up in a dream. He said to me, tell my people the next 3 months, this is what I'm going to do behind the scenes, where the devil is not going to see what I'm busy doing. You see, Paul calls it a messenger from Satan. Then Paul calls it something to boast about. You see, what Jesus does, listen, what Jesus does, Jesus often will challenge you and me. Jesus will often challenge our expectation of never. We can say this will never happen. Jesus, you will never go to the cross. This will never happen. What do you do if it does? How do you respond? Come on, do I have people with me? And when I read this, the Lord said this. It said it's all about perspective. Paul sits in a prison cell. He's chained to the soldier. He's in a prison cell in Rome. As he's chained to the soldier, Paul can have a perspective. I am limited and I am chained to the soldier. Or Paul can say, the soldier is chained to me. Paul switches his trouble. He says, I'm not chained to the soldier. The soldier is chained to me. And as he stands next to his enemy that bound him, the Holy Spirit starts to download the book of Ephesus to him. And he writes, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, the lance of prayer and supplication. And what the devil meant for harm, God used for revelation. No, come on. Listen, your trouble reveals something about you and about your God. Your circumstances reveal something about the God that you serve. He is not the God that walks out. He is not the God that walks away. He's not the God that, oh, come on, do I have some people with me this morning? You see, Peter said these words. He said, never, ever, ever will this happen to you. But we have a God that roars that same word back to us. God uses the word oh my, and but he uses it differently. And when God uses it, he says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. No, never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever. Not in sickness, not in trouble, not in pain, not in shame, not in tears, not in loss, not in heartache, not in divorce, not when you walked out on, not when you're poor, not when you're broke, not when you read not your Bible, not when you not pray. Never, ever, ever, never will there come a time, never will come a day, never will come a moment, never, ever, ever. Come on. Oh, come on, put your hands into the air and say thank you to the one that says never, ever, ever, ever. Oh, Father, we bless those that watch us in Africa in the name of Jesus Christ. May the fire of God burn across this continent. May the word of the Lord become such a firm force in the world and in the continent of Africa that people will be saved. Africa will not be known for destruction. Africa will be known for salvation. For the Lord has chosen Africa in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give Jesus Christ.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.